Check.
Come on, Lori.
8:31 on the clock. We'll call the meet to order the Board of Equalization meeting. The Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Tennis by observation. Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, Tiemann.
What?
Need a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. Oh boy. Okay, 6-0. Motion to approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. We have somebody.
Yeah. Come on.
No comments?
Can't believe that.
Yeah. Seeing none, public hearing and approve or disapprove tax exempt on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organization of Mosaic. So I entertain a motion to go into public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Lytle at 8:33. We'll go into public hearing. Vote. 6-0. Patty or Lori, what's other than the fact that we have the paper here?
Roger.
Oh, there's two of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Dodge 2015 Grand Caravan. And the property tax is used to assist Mosaic and Commission. Tax exempted. 2015 property tax of $300 and $20 motor vehicle fee for a total exempt of $320 on that one. And then there's a 2010 international truck. Same reason to assist Mosaic and its mission. And property tax exempt of $285.60 and motor vehicle fee of $21 for a total exempt of $306.60. So we have two vehicles. Any comments or questions?
I would.
Motion to
approve.
You want to go out of public hearing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I would move we come out of public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Lytle at 8:34 to leave the public hearing on Mosaic. Vote 6-0. Now.
I would move to approve the tax exemption on the vehicles owned by Mosaic.
Second.
A motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Other comments? Vote. Oh, Juergens has showed up. 7-0.
The flock has arrived.
7-0. We need to sign those or who signed?
Yeah.
Okay. Patty?
Basically, we're working on the protest. I think I have about, 12? So it's been pretty quiet. People've come in, talked, but it's been real good so far, you know. We've looked some things over, and so.
Are the 12 that you have they talked to you, or they still are filing?
What I usually ask the clerk to do is send them down so that we can pull the record card and look. Yesterday, about 4 of them were rental properties, and of course, if I get in those a lot of times are conditioned. There was a couple farm people that were in, but after explaining to them, you know, it's been. Of course, it always comes at the end of the month, usually, so, but it hasn't been real bad, so, yeah.
Do you think by our next meeting you'll try and set up, schedule some already, or when are you looking at that? Because if we got to be done by July 25th sometime.
Yeah, well, if we have to give them plenty of notice, so you almost have to have enough to figure a day out, and some of those I may be able to settle. You know, myself, if Dan goes out and looks at the conditions of the rental properties, so Just depends. I really don't have enough yet for a day, but it's only first part of the month, so we'll see what it brings. So.
By the next meeting, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing is Don usually has to give them a few days' notice that they're going to have a hearing, so that's where it kind of gets, the weekend's almost here again. I mean, I don't know what her, do you know, Michelle, for sure, what time frame is on that? I mean, it doesn't have to be 10 days, but it's usually, the mail isn't like it used to be. You know, you send one out and it doesn't get there usually the next day. It's a couple days before now that they even get the mail, so. But I work on some of them first, and, you know, a lot of them may be bringing maps in, too, if there's a couple of those. And those are things that we can correct and do a board notice then, so. Commercials, I really haven't seen much of commercials at all. Nobody's really called, so. Darrell called the other day because he's busy in other counties to try to determine whether he needed to make a day for our county. So, other than that, I gave a release to the newspaper and radio. The homestead exemptions for the disabled and the over 65 are due by June 30th. So we'll go through and try to call the people that we know haven't filed one. So... And we do go out to their homes, too, if they're not able to make it in. So.
Good.
So unless there's any, have you guys heard much in the... I mean, I'm sure you have.
Heard a lot of comments, you know, and questions. I guess a lot of people have questions.
You know, and it's kind of a sad situation because the fields have a lot of water in them right now, and there's some planting that hasn't been done, and some questions have come up about flooding, and unfortunately there's not a lot...
The good or the bad part is all the water and the roads have probably, I guess, taken away part of the upsetting us with people, you know, of their evaluations, I guess. The roads is, maybe it's fed on it, I guess, I don't know. Between the two, between the roads and the evaluations.
Well, and I think we've made them real aware the last 3 or 4 months, too, in board meetings and talking, you know, even on the radio, what's kind of transpiring. And I don't know. But usually we don't hear much until the end of the month anyway, so. But, like I said, it's been real, nothing real. They don't necessarily like it, but they understand it, so. It's kind of where we're at on that. Otherwise, I don't have anything more.
Any other comments or anything? Otherwise, we'll end the Board Equalization meeting at 8:39.